Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's daily audio devotionals. In this series, we will be reading in the book of Matthew, which is a part of the Synoptic Gospels. The Synoptic Gospels refers to the books of Matthew, Mark, and Luke, which means that these Gospels contain many of the same stories, and that those stories are sometimes even presented in the same sequence within each of the three different books. The book of Matthew itself was written towards a more Jewish audience to convince them that Jesus was the Messiah promised to them in the Old Testament. It is believed that this book was written 80 to 90 AD. Now, AD stands for Anno Domini, which is Latin for in the year of the Lord, indicating a year after the estimated birth of Jesus Christ, which essentially, it means, after Christ, when referring to a date on the calendar. Nowadays, some more non-religious scholars do use the abbreviation CE, that stands for the phrase Common Era. But both CE and AD refer to the same years in the Gregorian calendar, which is the most widely used calendar today. So let us open our Bibles to Matthew chapter 5. With today's reading, we will be starting in verse 1 and ending on verse 16. I'll be using the New Living Translation, but you're welcome to follow along in the version of the Bible that you're most comfortable with. Now, starting in verse 1. One day as he saw the crowds gathering, Jesus went up on the mountainside and sat down. His disciples gathered around him, and he began to teach them. God blesses those who are poor and realize their need for him, for the kingdom of heaven is theirs. God blesses those who mourn, for they will be comforted. God blesses those who are humble, for they will inherit the whole earth. God blesses those who hunger and thirst for justice, for they will be satisfied. God blesses those who are merciful, for they will be shown mercy. God blesses those whose hearts are pure, for they will see God. God blesses those who work for peace, for they will be called the children of God. God blesses those who are persecuted for doing right, for the kingdom of heaven is theirs. God blesses you when people mock you and persecute you and lie about you and say all sorts of evil things against you because you are my followers. Be happy about it. Be very glad, for a great reward awaits you in heaven. And remember, the ancient prophets were persecuted in the same way. You are the salt of the earth. But what good is salt if it has lost its flavor? Can you make it salty again? It will be thrown out and trampled underfoot as worthless. You are the light of the world, like a city on a hilltop that cannot be hidden. No one lights a lamp and then puts it under a basket. Instead, a lamp is placed on a stand, where it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your good deeds shine out for all to see, so that everyone will praise your heavenly Father. Once again, that was the Gospel of Matthew chapter 5 verses 1 through 16 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the verses in Matthew we just read a little more in depth. This is the beginning of the Sermon on the Mount, a collection of Jesus' teaching on discipleship. In this sermon, Jesus defined the kingdom of God, what it means to live in the will and reign of God. Being a follower of Christ means we live in and live out the values of the King, even if they are contrary to the values of our culture. For many people, being a Christian means going to church or being a good person. These things are important, but they are not how Jesus defined discipleship. A Christian accepts their call to follow Jesus and, with his help, live his way of life. The values of the kingdom are clear. A poor spirit, mourning, humbleness, hungering for justice, mercy, purity, peacemakers, and being persecuted for doing right. The kingdom is not about possessions, wealth, happiness, pride, or power. It does not work the same as the warped systems that humans have set up. These values, though they seem weak to the world, are full Holy Spirit power. This is the hope that reached out to sinners and made them want to change. This is the compassion that touched lepers, healed the sick, and ate with everyone from former prostitutes to Pharisees. This is the powerful, sacrificial love that went to the cross. The teaching of Jesus is hard to live, but it is not complicated to understand. King Jesus is the hope of the world, the fulfillment of all we truly long for as human beings. The Lord calls us to embody the values of the kingdom of God. If Christians don't live it, the world will never taste the salt or see the light. Here are some thoughts to meditate on during your personal prayer time and for the rest of your day. Which one of the Beatitudes, quote, blessed are, end quote, is the hardest for you? What is one way you can be salt and light in the world this week? We're so grateful that you joined us for our daily audio devotionals, and we hope this was a great encouragement to all our listeners out there. Make sure to follow along with us on Monday through Friday for more enriching insights, discussions, and soul-searching introspections of these sacred biblical writings. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.